This is Health Radio.
Health Radio.
On Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
Can you assume that the environmental and health claims that you see on some of the products are true? Are the manufacturers being straight up with us? You know, all the research surrounding the dangerous health hazards found in your products. You might have heard people use that term, going green. What does that even mean when you're going to live a green lifestyle? How are you preserving Earth's natural resources? And if something says on it that it's non-toxic or natural or eco-friendly, what do those even mean? Well, we love to clear up label confusion here at Radio MD, and my guest is Lisa Barris. She's a healthy home expert and a building biologist. She helps busy people eliminate toxins from their home with simple solutions to improve their health. Welcome to the show, Lisa. So tell us a little bit about some of these terms that we see on that green label: non-toxic, natural, green, biodegradable, hypoallergenic. Man, there's so many of them. So welcome to the show, Lisa. Tell us about some of them.
Okay, great. Well, it is absolutely overwhelming today as a consumer to go out shopping and pick up a bottle and be able to trust that what you're seeing is true. And I know everybody has felt like that at one time or another. It's just information overload, and we're kind of getting caught in this web of not knowing who to trust. And so I'm going to take you through some terms and explain to you what to look for so that you can be a smarter and savvier shopper and protect your family, and also make sure that your hard-earned dollars are actually going to what they say, that the claims are actually true. Okay, so number one, non-toxic. That's just a generic term, and that's not actually backed up by any governmental agency. So if you see the word non-toxic, that could be good, but unless you can find a third party, and this is going to be a recurring theme through all of these terms, is that you really are looking for third party independent certifications. All right, so for any term that you see, you want to look on the back of the bottle and say, do I see a logo that's maybe USDA organic, or Green Seal is another one that you'll find on cleaning products, or the list goes on. There's a lot of certifications. Leaping Bunny, have you ever seen that? It looks like a little bunny flying through the air.
I have. I didn't know it was called Leaping Bunny, but I love that.
Straight to the point, right? Leaping Bunny is great, and Leaping Bunny is, you'll typically see that on personal care products and household products, and that is a really good certifier. Because
that means they're not testing bunnies' eyes and things like that, right?
Exactly, and animals in general. It's basically
animals in general.
Mm-hmm. Animals in general, cruelty-free. So it's basically an international organization made up of a conglomerate, and they actually go out and audit these companies to make sure that the ingredients themselves have not been tested on animals, and that the end product is cruelty-free. And so that's a great one. PETA, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, also has one that looks like big pink bunny ears. And that's a similar kind of competing label. It's not as stringent, I will say. So if the Leaping Bunny is a better one, the other one kind of relies on the companies to tell them, yeah, we haven't tested on animals, and they have to sign, you know, a waiver. But I like Leaping Bunny because they really do go out and audit the companies to make sure. And so just if you see the word cruelty-free or anything like that, that doesn't mean anything. You really need that third-party logo
verification.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the ones that I'm always interested in is biodegradable. You know, does that even mean that something is going to degrade in the landfills quickly, or what?
Okay, that's a great question. Biodegradable, of course, with the green craze, we see that everywhere now. And the truth about that term is that's also really not regulated. There's no regulatory body to say that that product is, in fact, biodegradable, because the word itself means it's going to break down, right? With sunlight and, you know, out in the environment, guess what? Everything will eventually break down, even diapers, which can take 1,000 years to biodegrade.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and plastic bottles, which can take 500. They're going to biodegrade at some point. So what we're really looking for is a product that will break down in a short period of time. And you'll actually find that on product labels where they'll say, this product biodegrades in 26 days or whatever. So you're looking for that. And really, it's common sense. Is plastic biodegradable? I mean, think about it. You know, it's a petroleum-based product. So unless it's a plant-based plastic, you know, that's made from corn or something like that, you're going to want to avoid plastic. And if they're telling you it's biodegradable, you know, that could be a red flag. So, you know, common sense comes into play with a lot of this stuff.
I think it probably does. And the one that I want to make sure we cover, because these are such short segments, is chemical-free. You know, that just seems like a lot of crap to me. How can they say something's chemical-free when, I mean, you know, even an all-natural something can be called a chemical in one way or another.
Absolutely. Air, water, all made up of chemical components. Right. So chemical-free is meaningless, once again. Nothing on the planet is actually chemical-free.
And I can see that.
Yeah, in some cases, you know, especially when you're dealing with smaller companies, they might not really know, and they're trying to tell you, hey, it's chemical-free. But, you know, without a third-party certifier and a claim can just be meaningless. And we need that backed up for the consumer. Because I'll tell you, with personal care products, manufacturers don't have to list fragrance ingredients, right? They can actually hide hundreds and even up to 1,000 ingredients under that one word. And when you get into household cleaning products, they're protected by their trade secrets. So as a consumer, you can't even always rely on the ingredients. You can't just look at the ingredients. So you really need transparency from the manufacturer. We want brands that are actually listing all the ingredients for you and that are, you know, going the extra effort to tell you, yes, this in fact is what it says, and here's proof with our third-party certifier. And if we have time, I can tell you really quick about organic, because that's a big one.
Organic, I want to make sure we get through that one, and hypoallergenic, too.
Okay.
That was another one that kind of gets me. We have about, I would say 2 minutes left.
Okay, I'll talk fast. So organic is great with food, and we all know it's the FDA, you know, adheres to the USDA's U.S. Department of Agriculture standards with the NOP, the National Organic Program. Now, how it works with personal care, cosmetics, and body care is if the products have agricultural ingredients, they can actually adhere to these, to the National Organic Standards. So the little green logo that says USDA Organic, that's what you want to look for. You know you need to look for that in food, but when it comes to personal care, I'm going to tell you really quick what to look for. If it says 100% organic and has that logo, you're good to go. It's golden. If the product contains 95% organic ingredients, they can use the word organic, and they can also use the logo. Now, if it's made with 70% organic ingredients, they can't actually use the logo, but they can tell you in the text it's made with 70% organic ingredients. And you'll always see a certifier, because the USDA requires a third-party certifier to, you know, assure that. So you always see on the back of the label. And then if the product has less than 70%, they can't even use the word organic anywhere, and they can't use the logo. So it's really strict when it comes to personal care. So just do your digging and make sure, you know, that you're looking for those.
And it's good that you point out what it is exactly that you're looking for in just about, you know, even a little less, about 45 seconds. Hit hypoallergenic if you would, Lisa, and also your best advice for going green and reading these labels.
Okay. Hypoallergenic is not meaningful. It basically implies that the product will be less likely to cause allergic reactions, but the FDA does not oversee that term, and in fact, you know, we're going, same with fragrance-free. Oh my gosh, fragrance-free can actually have more chemicals in it to cover up chemical smells, and they can legally call the product fragrance-free. And of course, there's more allergic reactions from these chemicals. So I would steer clear of anything that says that. It's basically meaningless. And, you know, as a general rule of thumb, your nose...
Just about 10 seconds here.
Your nose knows, you know, if something's bothering your smell, it could be chemical components in there, synthetic toxins. There are great websites, and if you visit our site at Ron and Lisa, we have a lot of information on what to look for. It can be confusing, but just use your common sense when it comes to shopping smarter.
Absolutely great advice, and what a great guest you are. You're listening to Radio MD right here on Radio MD. I was saying Health Radio. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening, and stay well.